Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, last week I introduced you to a guy who can be narcissistic, egotistic, defensive, a bad listener, dismissive, and stubborn. And as I am very well aware of who this person is, I want to make sure you are too. And that person is me, Josh Erickson. Now, I shared this with you last week because I wanted to make sure you knew that I was aware of how much struggle I have in my life at times with the kind of person that I am. I didn't share this with you because I want a pat on the back or people to tell me that I'm too hard on myself, but rather just to tell you that I am trying to be honest about how I need to grow and how I need to grow in my faith as well. Because when I am honest about these things, I can see where I need to get better in my life and how I can become more real, the person that I want to be. And not just about who I want to be, but because it's who God wants me to be. God doesn't want these things in my life to be holding me back, just like God doesn't want similar things to be holding you back. And God wants us to get real. God wants us to get real with who we are so that we can be the people that God wants us to be. Now, we got to remember that when we think about who God wants us to be, it means that God wants us to do everything within our capacity to have less and less sin present in our lives. That's what it means to get real with who we are and who we are becoming. And it's a beautiful thing that God has for us, because God's going to love us no matter what, but because God loves us, God also wants us to grow. And God wants us to grow more and more into the person that God wants us to be. Now, many of us might find challenges around all of this in our lives because there's this reality that all of us have a struggle in our lives, which is the presence of sin in our lives. You can call it brokenness, you can call it fallenness, you can call it debts or trespasses, whatever you wanted to call it. But there's a reality that many of us and all of us are facing, in fact, actually it's all of us are facing, that we have sin in our lives, that we have this distance between us and God and this distance between us and other people that we don't need it to be, that we don't want it to be there, which is why we have to get real about who we are and who we are becoming. Now, this is the second message in this series about getting real or to get real about what it means for us to pursue the kind of people that God wants us to be. For us to grow in how we are growing to become the people God wants us to be. Now, I will say, if you've been tracking with us, I hope you might consider going back and checking out the first message. There's a little more about how I'm seeing these things in my own life and why I share these things with all of you, but also encourage you to continue on in the message with all of us today. So I'm going to assume for just a minute that if you're still listening and still watching, you have a little sense in your life that things aren't quite how God might want it to be. Or perhaps that there's things in your life that aren't how you want it to be. And one of the challenges we all face is that we have this propensity in our lives to have a problem, which is this, that we do things we don't want to do. Now, of course, this is true on all levels of our lives, but it's especially true when we think about this gap between us and God and the gap between us and other people. We really do things we don't want to do. And this is a struggle that each one of us has. Now, this is a normal struggle. We all do things we don't want to do. But the reality is that there are times where we knowingly do things we don't want to do, and then there are times where we unknowingly do things we don't want to do. And God wants us to wrestle with the reality around both of these things. And there's a word that Jesus has for all of us when we are knowingly doing things that we're not supposed to do. And Jesus says to you, I love you, but stop it. Stop doing it. It's very simple. Jesus says to each one of us, I am going to keep loving you forever, but also stop it. Now, I want to make a little light of this because it's a serious situation, but the reality is we have a challenge to stop doing the things we knowingly know we aren't supposed to do. Now, really, I know this is one of those things that's easier said than done, and it's easier stated than to change it. But when we knowingly make mistakes, God has a real clear message for us. But it's also true that we unknowingly do some of these things as well. That we act without thinking, that we speak without thinking, that we act in ways where we go back and look at what we've done and we say to ourselves, Why did I do that? Was that even me? And these are some of the challenges we also face when we think about getting real with ourselves and being the people that God wants us to be. Now, this challenge that we have where we do things that we don't want to do and we do things unknowingly is a challenge that many people face, and it's a situation that is not new for people who are trying to listen to God and trying to follow what God wants for them. And in fact, Paul, and that Paul I do mean like the St. Paul type, the guy that wrote a lot of the New Testament, who had a conversation with his friends in ancient Rome, realized that people were struggling with this kind of a situation back then. That his friends who lived in the ancient city of Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire, were struggling with understanding what it meant that they too were doing things without thinking, that they too were struggling with not understanding why they would do certain things. And so Paul spoke to them about that. And that's one of the things that he wrote about in his letter to his friends in Rome. And we're lucky because we have the record of that conversation in what we refer to as the book of Romans in the New Testament. Now, in particular, Paul wrote this to his friends to help them understand how he saw his own participation in this thing. And what he said was this: I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. That's exactly what we sound like when we say, why did I do that? I don't even know what I was doing. I don't even know what I was thinking. I'm so sorry for talking without thinking. This is Paul's way of saying that same kind of thing, because there was a struggle that he was having and the struggle that the people were having about all these things as well. Now, when Paul was speaking to his friends in Rome and writing to them about this, he had a particular angle on what he was trying to help them understand. And that was because everything had just changed for people when it came to understanding the relationship they had with God. And everything changed because God sent Jesus to change everything. Now, in particular, this amazing turn of events made it so different for people's understanding of who God would love. Now, we need to remember that when they were talking about God back in that day, the followers of Jesus and the Jews would have been referring to the God that we talk about, the God of Yahweh. Jesus is God. But other people back then, when they said God, they would have referred to any kind of God that they wanted to, because the way they understood things working was that everybody had their own God. Every city had their own God. Every region had their own God. And your God never left where that God was from. And so that wasn't a big deal for them back then because they didn't travel much. But then what happened was Jesus came. And all of a sudden, the God of Israel, or the God of Hebrews, or the Hebrew God, started to help people understand that that God was the God of the entire world, the God of the entire universe, and in so doing, also was interested in wanting to love all people. That the God was not just a God who was going to love the people of Israel, but God was going to love everybody who ever was. And because God changed that, all of a sudden, everybody had an opportunity to learn more about who God was and how God loved them, but also were given an opportunity to grow in becoming the person that God wanted them to be. Now, admittedly, not everybody could care about this at the time, and more people would over time. But as more and more people came to understand that they were loved by God, they also had to understand more about what God wanted for them. And what God wanted for them was to not have sin disrupting their lives. And that's the specific thing that Paul was trying to help the people then understand, was that there was this reality of sin in their lives and that God didn't want it to hold them back from being the people God wanted them to be. And in this particular way, God didn't want it to be such that the sin was causing them to do the things that they didn't want to do. God didn't want the sin in their lives, that distance between God and others, between them and God, that God didn't want that to be a cause of the problems that they had. That it wasn't a root of not understanding their own actions. And because of that, God helped them see that God was redeeming them. God helped them see that God was loving them and that God no longer wanted sin to be defeating them. And that's what God did through Jesus. God defeated sin. God defeated that power so that it would no longer have hold over us. And because of that, God invites each and every one of the people then, and God invites each and every one of us to get real and so that the sin can be less and less, And so that God's plan for us and God's hope for us and how God wants us to be can become more and more true in our lives. And that invitation that God extended to the people then is that same invitation that God gives to each one of us now, that we can get more and more real about who we are and who we are becoming. Now, because God loves us, God doesn't leave us to our own devices to try to figure this out on our own. God doesn't simply say, hey, you need to be better, and then doesn't help us with it. In fact, actually, God goes to great lengths to help us grow so that we can become who God wants us to be. I mean, wouldn't it be awful if God was like, hey, I want you to grow. I'm going to love you no matter what, but I want you to grow and become a better person. But joke's on you, I'm not going to help you. That's not how it works. God gives us help. God gives us things that can help us grow in our own sense of self and our own sense of who God wants us to be, to help us get real. And there's two particular ways I want to add to the conversation, to add to what we talked about last week as well, about how God is with us and how God can help us to get real. And the first one of those is simply, we can ask God to help get real. You can ask God to help you get real. This isn't some fantastical thing where we just are going to all of a sudden have God like change us from, you know, outside, but rather when we ask God to help us get real, God will help us. Now, sometimes God sends people to help us. Sometimes God does speak to us, but God has been speaking to people throughout the ages and helping them deal with their sin, and we can ask God to help us. One of the most important ways that we can ask God to help us with our sin is to confess our sins to God. To be honest with God about our challenges and our struggles, and ask God to forgive us. Now, we know that God has forgiven us already, but by asking God for forgiveness, we put ourselves in a position to have a better understanding of how God is at work in our lives. And that's one of the beautiful things that God does for us, and it's one of the great ways that we can get real in our lives. But there's also other ways that God helps us to get real in our lives, and that's to use the tools available to you to get real. Now, in particular, there's a set of tools that I want to encourage us to explore using that can help us get more in touch with ourselves and more in touch with the ways in which we might do things without even thinking, or the way that our personality might be at an extreme form, perhaps. And that is to take a look at tools that are called leadership or personality inventory tools. Now, I know you're thinking for a minute, like, that sounds really nerdy, but I got to tell you, I'm really into this stuff a little bit, but also it can be really helpful. Now, maybe you've thought about this before or heard one of these things, although the stats show that most people haven't, so I want to introduce some of you and encourage others to review these things. Now, maybe you've done something like this before. You've taken one of those BuzzFeed quizzes that tells you which house you belong to in Harry Potter, or which celebrity you're the most like, or the one I like to do, which NBA superstar you're the most like, you know. But these kinds of things are just a type of inventory. But there's these other ones that can tell you more about your personality, more about the way you're wired, the way you are the way you are. And in particular, there's some that can be very spiritually oriented to help you figure this out. Now, some of my favorite ones are things called Strength Finders, or there's a one called Working Genius. There's also this really popular one called the Enneagram. And all these things are inventories that help you explore who you are and why you are the way you are. And I want to encourage you to think about using one of these tools to help you explore more of this. Now, I don't expect you to remember all of this right now, but I do hope that you might consider going to our website, parkridgepresby.org/getreal, where you'll find some more details about this information. And when you go to that website, you'll also find an offer from me that if you need help paying for some of these things, because some of these are behind paywalls, the church will gladly help you do that. Just let me know and we'll help you out. Because what happens is if you use one of these tools to explore who you are and why you are, you'll also get a mirror that helps you see a little bit further about who God wants you to be. You might find, like I found, that you need to work on particular places where sin has become more rampant or more at fault in your life. And you might get a glimpse into why you are motivated to act the way you do. And all these things can help you, just like they've helped me, understand better how I knowingly do things and how at times I unknowingly do things. And when we use these tools, they can be really helpful to helping us get real and become the person God wants us to be. Now, some of these things you could use on your own, but some of these things also can be great to be used in small groups or in reflection and conversations and one-on-one. Like I mentioned last week, this isn't a solo sport. We can bring people in to help us grow in these ways. Now, whether these things or other ways of growing and getting real help you grow, that's what God wants. Is God wants each one of us to embrace these gifts that God has given to us, the gift of God's presence, and even some of these tools in our lives to help us grow and become the person God wants us to be. God doesn't want the sin that is present in our lives to hold us back. God has given us the defeat of sin through Jesus so that we can go forward becoming the people that God wants us to be. So let's continue to get real with God and get real with ourselves and see if there are ways that we can stop unknowingly do the things we don't want to do so we can become more and more real, more and more the people God wants us to be.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.